your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Could the prosecution rest its case today at the Trump trial? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Michael Cohen is their last witness and will continue testifying this morning, facing more cross-examination from the former president's defense.
Cohen claims he was following Trump's orders when he paid Stormy Daniels to stay silent about her alleged 2006 affair with Trump. But former federal prosecutor and ex-Cohen advisor Robert Costello says the opposite. He testified before the House Weaponization Committee on Capitol Hill Wednesday, saying, quote, Michael Cohen made clear that this payment to Daniels was his own idea.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. Now, the former president denies falsifying records, reimbursing Cohen to keep Daniels quiet before the 2016 election. President Biden may order a border policy change. The New York Post reports he's planning executive action allowing him to close the border with Mexico if migrant crossings top 4,000 per day. Illegal immigration has slowed since a record was set in December. The U.S. military has completed construction of a floating pier near Gaza anchored to a beach to allow humanitarian aid to flow to Palestinian civilians as Israel's war rages against Hamas.
The floating pier will be used to bring in boatloads of food, medicine, and other supplies. The maritime route to Gaza isn't a simple one. There are logistical, weather, and security challenges, but land border crossings have been badly affected by the war. American officials admit the operation will carry danger and the safety of U.S. personnel is a top priority. No American troops will set foot on Gaza itself.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses. Chicago police are clearing out an encampment at DePaul right now, the day after. Police in riot gear broke up an encampment at the University of California in Irvine, arresting students who refused the school's order to leave. There's a call for calm in Slovakia, where Prime Minister Robert Fico is in serious but stable condition the day after being shot at close range in an assassination attempt. America's listening to Fox News.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
As former President Trump gets ready to return to court this morning in New York, he's got some debate prep to do. Two debates have been set with President Biden, June 27th and September 10th. Many polls have shown Trump leads in several battleground states. A new Fox survey shows a close race nationally.
Head-to-head in this new poll, former President Trump holds a one-point lead, 49% to 48%, over President Biden. Add in independent and other party candidates, former President Trump's lead, which was 5 points in March, is down to 3 points. This poll was conducted prior to news that the presumptive nominees agreed on plans to debate. 41% said it's extremely important that they do. If independent Robert Kennedy Jr. is included, the highest portion, 29%, said they're not interested. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
But Kennedy's not part of those two debates, and he's upset about it, posting on X they're afraid he'll win. There's another big trial just blocks away from the Trump case in New York, but a Democrat's the defendant in this one. Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey.
A federal prosecutor said Senator Menendez used his wife, Nadine, to carry out his criminal scheme. But an attorney for the senator said Mrs. Menendez betrayed him and kept him in the dark about what she was doing. Menendez is accused of intervening in two investigations into New Jersey businessmen, even acting as a foreign agent for Egypt, helping Egyptian officials free up U.S. aid to their country. In exchange, he's accused of receiving cash, a car, and gold bars. Menendez has said he liked to stash money around his house due to his Cuban family upbringing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up a little the day after the Dow and the Nasdaq hit record highs. In the NBA playoffs, Boston beat Cleveland, so the Celtics advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals. Dallas took a 3-2 series lead over Oklahoma City. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Charleston man accused of inviting a University of Illinois student to his car and sexually abusing her. Police say it happened last Friday when the victim got into the suspect's car in the first block of East John Street in Champaign, thinking he was a Uber driver. Student eventually escaped the vehicle. The suspect arrested later that morning. An Instapot cooker being blamed for causing a police response at Willard Airport. Police say a traveler had attempted to fly with a cooking appliance Monday night, but was told by security they couldn't take it on the flight. The person left the cooker on the front curb of the terminal, where another passenger spotted it and reported it to a police officer. Mattoon Community Unit School District 2 addressing the district's branding and logos. Community members have been outspoken on the issue. When it comes to the traditional green wave logo, the district said the Crest Water Wave logo, along with all of the historical logos to their knowledge, are not trademarked and can be used freely by the public. You're locally up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good morning, ESPN 93.5. So you remind me not to go to Phoenix Tuesday, come back Wednesday, 3,250 miles in a day. And I don't know what the show is going to be like today, but have chance to be pretty loose.
Yes, I love
pretty,
those shows.
Pretty loosey. Not sure where I am. Have no idea the day
We'll try to get you, like, you know, we need you to qualify for the win. You need what, five innings,
yeah,
right?
Maybe five.
Can we get five innings? And what, then you
what's a quality start? I think it's five or six innings. I'll see
there
if we can
go.
Get all that going on.
Get you the W and the save for Diane. So.
Yeah, that's good. I'm so happy to be here. We were so blessed to get to be with Jacob and this great Jacob and Grace's incredible whirlwind week of Jacob being called to the major leagues. And being part of the Cincinnati Reds for however long. Is it another day? Is it another month? Is it forever? Is it never? It's just, there's no job security in this man's army, so to speak.
Wait a minute. It sounds like radio.
True.
I think we've got massive job security based on the profession he's in. That's for sure. But it's been a whirlwind, an exciting week. Our weather this morning brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you about stroke awareness. And they want you to keep in mind, be fast. That's balance lost, eyes blurred, face drooping, arms weak, speech slurred, and time. Call 911. Learn more at carl.org/stroke.
Okay, beautiful morning, Mr. Greg. What are you seeing here for the day?
Well, the clouds are back to the west and south of us. The shower activity of the next round is a little more scattered and clustered up. Parts of Wisconsin down to Missouri again, and then southwest from there into Oklahoma and northern Texas. Same areas that have been beat up this springtime season, getting it again. This is a much weaker feature coming our way. Don't think we'll have the coverage and scope and intensity on these showers. It'll be with us for a couple of days, but then we get another couple of days of dry weather for the weekend, warming up nicely. A couple of days of hit-miss rainfall prospects early next week, and another spell of drier weather late next week. So we're kind of getting things all better, I suspect, for backyard and back 40 work here across our part of the Corn Belt. Nice, comfortable morning at 57 at Willard and Savoy, with a few high mid-level clouds beginning to work in. 55 over at Rantoul. 76 today with the rain chances showing up here probably into the early to mid-afternoon. Don't think we have any severe weather as well. A shower or two around this evening. Again, after midnight tonight, down to 60. Tomorrow, variably cloudy skies. A couple of shower clusters. Maybe a thunderstorm around for the morning. A discernible break back in for the mid to late afternoon, and a high tomorrow at 75. Other than a sprinkle, maybe Saturday afternoon, we're dry. High temperatures either side of 80 degrees and low to mid 80s. And once again, these widely scattered late night, early morning, late afternoon, early evening showers and thunderstorms for Monday and Tuesday next week. And then slightly cooler 70s and back to dry time the second half of next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, off and running, 7:09. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey. This is Jennifer Nasur. She's our friend from Boston, Massachusetts. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Former chairwoman, Massachusetts Republican Party. She is the only known left in Massachusetts, the only Republican. So congratulations. Are you a Red Sox fan? Is that part of your DNA?
You know, you have to be a fan of all of our teams. Three of them play right in the city, so yeah. We're a big sports town.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, nice to have you on. The acceptance of the Biden offer to debate is on. They ought to do this pay-per-view. Maybe that can nick away at our deficit or something, because... Although the requirements from the Biden camp... This is going to be interesting. No audience. Shut his mic off and get off my lawn. I mean, I mean, you just, what's your take on all of this?
This is going to be the most boring debate in history. You know, we should just go back, put these on the radio, and if you just happen to be around, you could listen to it. I can't imagine that they're going to have any viewership whatsoever. I think the DNC is crazy to think that this is going to help the Biden voter make a decision and decide that, oh, wow, we really want old Joe. I don't see that that's going to happen. You know, we know that with Trump loves the showmanship and loves the game, and he's not going to have an audience. So there's no audience. There's no RFK. There are only two debates. By the way, the first debate in June is before either convention. So neither of them are actually the official party nominee before the convention, but whatever we're having. I think that the Democrats just feel like Joe might not make it into having later debates. So we have to speed these up and have them now.
Remember the State of the Union, right? When Joe, and listen, history will tell how they do that, because he's been given something. Because there's something going on for he can do a couple of hours, and he'll rat-a-tat-tat and all that stuff, and there won't be any reaction to anything.
But how will that be in the debate?
With whatever they give him,
yes.
I mean, you know, he can get a little too hyped because he goes talks kind of fast. So whatever the juice is, I don't know.
All right.
But the bottom line is this: this is how desperate they are to have to do this. They have to, and they're hoping they hit a home run. And who knows? You're on the road. This is a road game for Donald Trump on CNN too.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. I think you're really at the mercy of the moderator. The moderator is going to have to make this exciting. There's no audience who's going to be stimulating. There's no one's faces that are going to be shown, to gauge if people are excited. No clapping, right? I mean, I think it's this is not really fair to democracy. This isn't fair to the voters. And both campaigns, these things don't just come out. This is definitely calculated by both campaigns. They did agree to this before. From what I've heard, you know, that there were some quiet talks before this was public, made public for everyone. But I just think that this is going to be so not interesting. We're really not going to find out the policies and get into the real fruit of what debates are supposed to be about. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi even said, God, I can't even believe that I'm quoting her, but she said, if I was the president, I wouldn't debate Donald Trump. I mean, you know, you can take that however you want, but this is 90 minutes of standing under hot lights, no seat, and even for someone who's young and in great shape, 90 minutes of standing under hot lights is a lot. And so I'm interested to see how this all goes. For both of them, if they are able to keep anyone's attention and what the viewership is.
I'm sure in the stipulations, they're going to call for 5 timeouts or something. They got to have a break. Somebody's going to have to go to the bathroom.
Right.
They're both like 7. You're going to go to the bathroom or somebody. You're going to need. All right, we got a timeout on the field. That's right. The last timeout in the first half. I don't know. I just know that you go to the grocery store, the gas pumps, the border, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Ukraine, tell me, political person, what's good about what Biden has done here? I'm honestly asking. I don't know.
I have absolutely no answer. I mean, I think that him and his administration has been an absolute abomination. 4,000 illegal immigrants coming over the border, states like mine, you know, I don't know how it is there, but I know here in Massachusetts, we are spending $1 billion on the illegal immigrants.
No, we are too. Illinois is too. $1 billion.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? I mean, it's ridiculous. We're not taking care of our people, our taxpaying people. We're not taking care of our women and children, our elderly and our veterans. We are taking care of people who did an illegal act by coming over the border without their papers, without waiting in line. And what's the message we're sending to everyone else? We're not standing with our allies around the world. We have a president who's flip-flopping. And the reason that the rest of the world is on fire is because they know that there's no one at home here at the White House.
No, whoever's running it, it's a must by some sort. I just really am curious on how the whole thing works. You know, they're all, it's probably by committee, but somebody's making the last call on what the president's going to read today. I don't know how it works, but it's fascinating.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything. I promise you. He's not being briefed. He's just not going to do that. So whoever's, right. Maybe it's Jill. Maybe Jill is the man behind the curtain. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Well, maybe she should get up on stage and debate Trump. I think it's really unfortunate. I was disheartened to see the terms of this. I'm interested to see what the questions are, if these debates actually happen, and who ends up actually being on the stage.
Yeah, and RFK Jr., too liberal for me, but a whole bunch of what he says I like. So he probably deserves to be up there, but no way. They're not going to let that. They're not going to. Biden wouldn't let that happen. It can't. Jennifer Nasor, how can people connect with you?
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Nasor.
It is always a pleasure.
Or you can check us out at Pocketbook Project, which is our organization.
Pocketbookprojects.org.
Org.
Got it. Hey, nice, nice to hear your voice. We appreciate you being on.
Always good talking to you. Take care.
Thank you, Jennifer, from Boston, Massachusetts, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals gear up a series that starts tomorrow against Boston. And last night, Angels on top 7-2. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the old saying, you're as good as that night's starting pitcher, held true for the Cardinals last night. Lance Lynn wasn't sharp. He gave up four runs in the first inning, and the Angels went on to win 7-2.
He was not sharp, but at least he was gutsy. He was able to get five innings in, put up zeros the rest of the way. The Cardinals bullpen gave up a few more. Cardinals chipped away a little bit, but they just weren't able to get enough hits with runners in scoring position. That's been a common theme, too. The Cardinals just 1-for-10 last night with runners in scoring position.
Paul Goldschmidt hit a home run.
Nice to see that. Goldie's starting to heat up. Both he and Lars Nootbaar up over 200. Gorman's going to be next, but you got to get all those guys going.
The next broadcast will come your way tomorrow night from Busch Stadium when the Cardinals host the Boston Red Sox. Kyle Gibson is going to make the start on the air at 6:20 on Friday night. 7:05, Ricky will bring you the lineups and the pitching matchups, and then I'll bring you the first pitch coming up at 7:15. Game one of a three-game series against the Red Sox Friday.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs. I have won over Atlanta.
I think they did beat Atlanta.
Oh, good.
I didn't see.
Pittsburgh 6:40 start over on US 105.9.
Weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC.
Well, we get everyone. Let's check weather for you. Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana vicinity. Next weather system gathering some sense of organization back to the west, but it'll move on through in less than complete coverage over the next couple of days. So again, many dry hours, and certainly some folks will get missed out with ideas of outdoor work and back 40 work and field work and planting in mind. Mid to late afternoon, the next best chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms for the day today, increasing clouds. East-southeasterly winds turn southerly, it'll stay light. 76 the high, down at 60 tonight. Maybe a couple of showers around this evening, and again after midnight tonight. For the day tomorrow, variable cloudy skies. A couple more scattered showers and thunderstorms early to mid-morning. Back in for the afternoon, highs up to 75. Rain coverages for tomorrow afternoon as well at around 50%. Could be a sprinkle Saturday afternoon, but we're dry for about 99% of the weekend. 79 80 on Saturday, lower 80s on Sunday, low to mid 80s early next week, and again, handful of a chance of a shower and thunderstorm late Monday into Tuesday with more dry weather the second half of next week. Steve J. Broadcasting, Abby Dolce, Greg Solier.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
The Fox Business Report.
Walmart is reporting an upbeat quarter. Sales rose. It's raising expectations for this year. Walmart says it's picking up more high-income shoppers, including online. It's also making more from membership programs and advertising. Walmart shares are up nearly 5%. Agriculture and construction machinery company Deere & Company is being cautious about coming months, citing continued changes across the global agricultural sector. Its sales fell 12% in the recent quarter. And though its earnings held up better than expected, Deere's forecast is weaker than Wall Street was predicting. The stock is down 5%. Shares of drug maker Roche are higher. It's reporting positive results from tests of a new weight loss and diabetes control drug. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The Alma Market is your one-stop shop for one-of-a-kind creations from the University of Illinois alumni and students, as well as unique finds from some of your favorite Urbana-Champaign area businesses. Treat yourself or a loved one and support your fellow Illini today. If you're a University of Illinois student, alum, or Champaign-Urbana area business, feature your products on the Alma Market. Becoming a vendor is a great way to expand your reach and connect with Illini across the country. For more details, visit almamarket.org. Go Illini!
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information including repair quotes and online scheduling requests available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Invest in yourself with free rewards checking from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in fees, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National. They offer excellent annual percentage yields with no service fees or minimum balance. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit a month. It's as easy as that. Maximize your money with a bank ready to invest in you. Learn more at fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people, member FDIC.
Next week on an all-new Law and Order.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
Well, 7:24, we do have a Steve Ruffer standby. I will explain in just a matter of moments. Came back, got home about 2 in the morning. We flew from, we were in Phoenix watching the debut of young Jacob Hurtubise.
Yes.
And the excitement of what is Major League Baseball, the behind the scenes, being on the team bus once. It's fascinating. And it is truly called the show for a reason, because of the incredible treatment of their players. They have, you know, a special chartered jet. It's a 757. I talked to the guy that was in charge of that, talked to the security guy, talked to the entire secretary of the entire Cincinnati Reds organization from the standpoint of lining everything up. You know, there are only a dozen road trips for Major League Baseball teams.
Oh.
You think there's more?
Yeah.
But the Reds have 12. And so they have former Cincinnati police officers that serve as security. Four guys doing 3 road trips each.
Nice.
And they're really, really good.
That's
good
guys. A cool idea.
Yeah, that's how they divvy it up. And so they're not gone very long. But it's usually, you know, 8-10 road games. And then you're back to Cincinnati.
Just that's so great to see Jacob batting so confidently and hitting it. I know he hit it and got out.
He struck the ball well. He's patient. He saw a lot of pitches. Hey, you know what? At this level, it's no longer, very rarely will a kid get a chance to be up a lot at this point. You're going to have to do kind of well when you get opportunities. Yeah. And that isn't easy.
I know.
Because you're not playing every day, but that's kind of how it works. Michael Ciani for the Cardinals is an example. Victor Scott wasn't working.
Right.
So they sent him down and said, Michael, you're the guy for a month. And that's a huge deal knowing you're in the lineup every day.
Yeah.
And now he's starting to hit, and that's a former teammate for 3 years of Michael Ciani. Jacob had him on the Dayton team, the Chattanooga team.
Okay.
They know each other quite well. And Michael's a tremendous fielder. And the hitting was what was lagging, but now he's certainly done a good job for St. Louis. So very much like that, where Michael got a chance to be in every day, and that's a big deal.
Well, and when Victor Scott was on our Cardinal Caravan, we knew him for the speed and stealing the bases.
But that's double A.
Okay.
You got to go through, and they thought he was ready, and he wasn't. It's just hard.
It is.
You triple A is a different level than double A. A is a lot less than double A. I mean, you got to go through the thing. And so it is truly a process. It is so different than any other professional sport. This is a process. You don't put a $10 million pitcher who's 18 in the big leagues. You got to put them in low A, then high A, then because every time these great athletes are going, well, they're so no, they lose confidence overnight. Can't find the strike zone, missing pitches, their mechanics are wrong, something's wrong. I mean, it just starts playing in your head.
Uh-huh.
And Jacob's always very, very even-keeled. You know, you go to the next at-bat and all these other things. But, no, he did not look overwhelmed at all. He looked like he belonged there. And whether he stays there will depend on whether he helps them win. And he's going to be a great teammate. The team really loves him. They're very welcoming to him. And the issue is he's a rookie, and he's the only rookie on the Cincinnati Reds right now. And so he'll have to do some things like entertain the bus on their bus ride.
I see.
So there's some of that going on.
Uh-huh.
And it's all in good fun. So he's...
Maybe Grace can help him with that entertainment.
Well, and Jacob's a prepared guy.
Okay.
He prepares for ball games. He's not a guy that you're going to find...
Spontaneous.
He's not going to be at the improv.
Pop up.
Jacob is not comfortable going...
You know, I did the Life of the Potato to win the talent show at EIU.
See, he wouldn't do that. But in any event, it was a very exciting whirlwindy thing. We left Tuesday, came back. Our plane landed in Indy after midnight. And then I needed serious snacks to get us home. We just went to bed about 2:30.
Okay.
And so...
3 hours and then you're coming on in.
Yeah, but with triplets...
Thank you, Stevie.
With triplets...
Yep.
It was a half an hour. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So I never fell for that. I didn't get much sleep.
Right.
You need sleep... But you don't need as much as you think if on short-term basis. You must rest. I'm going to get rest later. But didn't sleep much the night before being on with you yesterday.
Yeah.
But 3,200 miles in a day is kind of a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Sure some momentum here. I know shared by Laura Blyle, who's a Cincinnati big-time fan.
Well, she's a Cincinnati Reds fan club president, right? I mean, so they have.
ShamBanaMoms.com.
So it was the Reds treated us incredibly. I mean, the Reds were everywhere for us. They had people coming to us. What do you want to do with your luggage? We'll hold it for you. Because we went right to the game. And then yesterday we went to the game with luggage. I mean, carry-ons and stuff.
Yeah.
And so they said, we'll take it. We'll hold it underneath. We have these wristbands. Go show the. I mean, it's just quite the system.
Okay.
And then we got to go on the field both days, get pictures of Jacob.
Ooh.
And not on the field, Phil. On the edge, on the dirt.
Gotcha.
Nobody touches the grass.
That's right.
Anyway, and I was worried about 97-degree heat. It's an indoor stadium.
That's right.
Didn't
he
know
had the
that.
AC. You know who else? Perfect. Dan Hartlib, of course.
Big Reds fan.
The Illini are playing at Purdue today at 7:00. But you know, maybe we can connect with him tomorrow.
Well, Dan has had. He's Big Ten Coach of the Year. There's no doubt what the Illini have done based on what they were supposed to do. So we're excited for Dan Hartlib and the Fighting Illini. I need 2 out of 3 this weekend.
Yeah, title on the line, really.
Title's on the line.
15-6 in the Big Ten.
Yeah, Nebraska's right behind, Purdue's right behind. There'll be a lot of people in West Lafayette. We could probably run over there, people. Go root for the Fighting Illini. And how about Mike Small's team wins the Stanford?
Absolutely.
That's exciting. That's huge. Team's playing well. Max
Herendeen.
Is he not a pro?
9 under, 271 yesterday.
He's a freshman.
I know.
He's a pro.
So they're advancing and in California, May 24th through the 29th.
If you need an appliance, a Stever is Dick Van Dyke. I'll give you $500 to buy your next appliance.
Dick Van Dyke at 1510 North Neal Street in Champaign.
You might need a dishwasher, refrigerator. $500 isn't going to buy it. But it'll get you there. You'll have to spend $1,000, which is no brainer. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a $1,000 purchase, a minimum of $1,000, I'll kick in $500 for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. It's at Go Stever. You can also text in appliance or Dick Van Dyke or DVD to 217-359-2255 if you want that. If you want to text in, I'll know you're interested.
Get in on this offer.
$100 off a needed appliance you've been waiting. It's today.
That's right.
Text in on the Fisher National Bank text line 217-359-2255 or go to GoStever.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. Stand by.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's back on the witness stand for a third day at the former president's criminal hush money trial in New York.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says Cohen will be the last of the 19 witnesses called to prove its case. Once Cohen's testimony is finished, the defense will present its side, and the former president's attorneys haven't indicated whether or not he will testify.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, New Jersey Senate Democrat Bob Menendez's corruption trial resumes this morning in a New York City federal courtroom.
A federal prosecutor said Senator Menendez used his wife, Nadine, to carry out his criminal scheme, but an attorney for the senator said Mrs. Menendez betrayed him and kept him in the dark about what she was doing. Menendez is accused of intervening in two investigations into New Jersey businessmen, even acting as a foreign agent for Egypt.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Nadine Menendez is being tried separately. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Salvation Army has helped people in need for years. Now they're thanking the people who make it happen. Director of Community Engagement in Champaign County last year said those volunteers helped more than 74,000. The governor issued a proclamation, and a former president declared it an official week. Volunteers help with everything from running resources like food and clothes to people in the community. Police officers from six departments participating in the annual Champaign County Police Memorial Ceremony Tuesday morning. Names of fallen officers read, bagpipes played, and the 21-gun salute reigned. The Champaign County Sheriff, one of many who spoke, and said the memorial is a reminder of past and present courage. Champaign Police warning residents of a recent impersonation phone scam. Tuesday, several community members received calls from someone claiming to be a Champaign police sergeant. The caller falsely told these recipients they had previously unknown warrants that required immediate payment to avoid arrest. It's a scam. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, check your weather, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Your premier provider for home improvements, specializing in siding, windows, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Visit KramerSiding.com.
Well, we'll get everyone. Let's check weather. A few central at all in Champaign event vicinity. Next weather system gathering some sense of organization back to the west, but it'll move on through in less than complete coverage over the next couple of days. So again, many dry hours, and certainly some folks will get missed out with ideas of outdoor work and back 40 work and field work and planting in mind. Mid to late afternoon, the next best chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms for the day today. Increasing clouds. East-southeasterly winds turn southerly. It'll stay light. 76 the high, down to 60 tonight. Maybe a couple of showers around this evening, and again after midnight tonight. For the day tomorrow, variable cloudy skies, a couple more scattered showers and thunderstorms early to mid-morning, back in for the afternoon, highs up to 75. Rain coverages for tomorrow afternoon as well at around 50%. Could be a sprinkle Saturday afternoon, but we're dry for about 99% of the weekend. 79 to 80 on Saturday, lower 80s on Sunday, low to mid-80s early next week, and again, handful of a chance of a shower and thunderstorm late Monday into Tuesday, with more dry weather the second half of next week. Steve J. Broadcasting, Abby Dolchus, Greg Soul.
Yay. Okay, 7:34, Thursday, May 16, I think. Yeah, May 16, and here we go, because, ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. John Decker, John Decker, John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker.
He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. John Decker.
Yes, Children in Combine singing the theme. Ladies and gentlemen, John Decker, Gray Television. Who's Gray Television? They own 100 and zillion TV stations.
Yeah, that's right.
It's John Decker. I'm a little giddy. Well, you got the call Monday. Grace called me, my daughter Grace, and said, Jacob got a call to join the Cincinnati Reds.
Awesome.
And so we all did, you know, we talked about it thinking he's pretty close. He might get the call. Well, Wednesday, we can't do it. Yeah. Christian's getting married August. We can't. It's going to be tough. We're hosting the Miss Illinois, Miss America pageant. Okay, what about? It happened. This is the show. So we jumped on a plane to Phoenix. I went Tuesday, came back yesterday, got home about 2 in the morning.
All the time back.
So it was just unbelievable. Yep. Unbelievable experience inside the Cincinnati Reds, and what a big deal that is. And how
that's amazing.
So you know, the families that are interviewed, how they were interviewing Jacob's mom and dad, and then Grace was on Bally Sports and MLB.net. So Grace was interviewed about the whole thing, and here we are. Yeah. We're the family. We're the family that everybody, I saw the kid, he made his debut. We were that family. So it was really been a whirlwind, a lot of fun. Just amazing.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so great. I'm so happy. I'm so happy for everybody involved. That's incredible news that I'm. This is great. Good news all the way around.
It's hard to get there. And obviously, it's hard to stay there. It's just now it's purely a business decision. Does this human help me win? That's how.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. But he has been well received. The team loves him. He knows most of them because he came through the minors with a whole bunch of them. But no, it's unbelievable to see somebody that you know and love out there going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, he's in left field. And he becomes, I think, the second West Point graduate to ever play in the MLB. So kind of historic because he was able, Donald Trump, when asked by military, he said, why don't you let us play serve later? And he signed that thing. And Jacob, I think, is the first guy to go all the way from that deferment all the way up to actually playing. They had some NFL guys, one soccer guy, but he's the only MLB. It isn't easy. Yeah. Anyway, so whirlwind here, but whirlwind for you and your life, covering the president, hot news. Here, we want to debate Donald Trump. Bring it on. Make my day.
Right.
Oh, here are my stipulations.
Right.
It's got to be on my home court, CNN, and it's got to be no crowd, and I'm shutting your mic off, big fella.
Yeah, and they agreed to it. Now, look, I still think maybe I'm just it's the journalist in me, the skeptic in me. I still think it's 50-50 whether this first debate happens or not.
It's all set, man.
It's all set, man. But they agreed to it before they knew who the moderators were. Now we know it's Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, and they're going to put together a compilation video of all the things that Jake Tapper has said about Donald Trump and Dana Bash has said about Donald Trump. This could be a reason to pull out from that first debate hosted by CNN. I hope I'm wrong. I think debates are great. We've never seen anything like this, a debate happening so early in the presidential election cycle. The first one happening June the 27th in Atlanta in a studio. The second one, September the 10th, hosted by ABC, also in a studio in New York City. To me, it's a good thing for voters. Always when you have a debate, you can hear the candidates talk about their visions for this country.
Well, when you have the moderators kind of rooting for the other guy, Trump's going to call him fake news. How are they going to we don't know, but it's going to be different because it'll be in a library setting where there's nobody doing anything. And I would pay money if I could get Joe Biden to say, get off my lawn. I really would. I would just love. And they're going to do whatever they did for the State of the Union, where he got talking faster, whatever the speed was, whatever the 5-hour energy times 10, I don't know, but they did something for him. And so they'll have him ready like that. And then without Trump interrupting him and throwing him curveballs, and it's so straight, okay, you don't talk yet, Mr. President, now it's your turn. It's not going to be a debate. This is going to be an orchestrated deal, but Trump's going to take whatever he can get at this point.
Well, if you've ever seen video, and I have, I've watched a video of the Kennedy-Nixon debate from 1960. That's what we're going to have this election cycle. That, too, was in a television studio. And the way you described it is the way that debate took place. It's old school. And that's what's on tap for this first debate in Atlanta coming up in a little over a month from now.
Well, what I would recommend Donald Trump do then is shave twice. Richard Nixon didn't do that one. He didn't. He needed. He had that dark beard and didn't shave, and they thought he lost on TV, won on radio.
Look more villainous that way.
Right.
Well, no. let me say this about that, Jack. Anyway, you know, quick trivia. Chris Matthews wrote a book.
Yes.
Did you ever read that thing? Kennedy and Nixon?
I never read it.
Oh, my gosh. You have 1948. You have two young congressmen in a in a train car flipping a coin for top bunk. It's John Kennedy and Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Isn't that
amazing?
Crazy? And the whole videotaped happened because they thought the Kennedys ruined his chances in California. And so they got paranoid about everything and started recording everything. And so it's a fascinating read.
Oh, interesting. How about that?
How were they buddies for a long, long time, and then that happened, and then they botched his attempt to be governor of California. He blamed the Kennedys. So it was the whole paranoia kind of started back in the day. All right, John Decker, so the debate may or may not happen. I think if they had a studio
crowd. I hope I'm wrong. I think it will, but, you know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope it does happen, but, you know, just the skeptic in me thinks maybe it won't. We'll see.
Okay, they should have John Decker moderate for Gray Television.
Wouldn't that be great?
Well, I guarantee you, you'd be tough on both of them. You'd ask hard questions.
I would be fair.
You'd be fair, and that's kind of what we're looking
for.
But what's it tough?
That's right.
Has anybody ever turned off a mic? I paid for this mic. That's what Ronald Reagan said back. I paid for this mic. famous Ronald Reagan line. So I do hope it happens, but again, I don't know what it does. I don't know, because I think people are pretty firm. There's not very many people in the middle on this thing.
Yeah, but believe it or not, there are people that, you know, are just undecided at this point who they're going to go with, and debates sometimes are the deciding factor. So they do matter to, you know, a select group of people that are in those battleground states that will decide ultimately who wins in 2024.
Okay, Donald Trump trial. Who's the guy that came out today and said Michael Cohen told me that Trump didn't know anything about the payments? Who's that guy? Is it his attorney, his former attorney?
I didn't see that.
It was this morning.
News to me.
He came out and said Michael Cohen told me that Trump knew nothing about. How can you believe that their star witness?
I don't believe that.
He's a convicted liar. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I mean, look, he was deemed to be credible by the judge presiding over that civil fraud case, and it's up to 12 jurors as to whether or not you buy his story, you buy his testimony. There will be an instruction that this judge will give to the jury before it goes into the deliberations, and that instruction will be, if you hear the testimony of any witness and you find their testimony not to be credible, you can essentially ignore all of their testimony. And that may be the case with Michael Cohen. If you have no Michael Cohen, you have no one who can potentially connect the dots to a crime by Donald Trump, and that's where you get an acquittal. So we'll have to wait and see. It's 12 jurors who make that determination, and I'm not in that courtroom. I don't know how they view Michael Cohen, you know, but that cross-examination of Michael Cohen will continue today.
Well, what was the crime? I haven't even really heard it articulated exactly what the intent of swaying an election based on the payment, but...
Well, the actual crime is 34 counts of falsification of business records. So that's what Donald Trump has been charged with.
Okay. About every business, you could probably dig deep enough to say that's a violation. That's a violation. I don't know. I just know that if you're based on the stuff I've seen... And again, I'm not in the courtroom either. You'd think that somebody's going to have reasonable doubt on something. Stormy Daniels' husband said they'll probably leave the country if he's acquitted.
I see.
So I don't know what that means.
I think you were talking about Robert Costello and his comments about the...
That's the guy today. Mm-hmm. Okay, whoever. Costello, Cohen told me Trump had nothing to do with the payment deal. And the jury, it's not going to be admitted in court, is it? I mean, do you call him as a witness?
No, it has to be testimony. He can say all he wants.
Could the defense ask for him to come?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But apparently there's some bad blood between Costello and Trump because Trump hasn't paid Costello's legal bills. So he's like, I'm not going to help you out. You haven't paid for my legal work. You're not going to get, you know, a testimony from me in court.
Right.
We'll have to wait and see.
I would ask for his Venmo. How much? Okay. All right. So the distinguished Vice President of the United States of America.
We have to know that sometimes people will open the door for you and leave it open. Sometimes they won't. And then you need to kick that f-ing door down.
Well,
excuse my language.
First time in history that a sitting vice president used the F word based on no research by me. But that's never happened. This has never happened. John, this has never happened.
Well, it did happen with a hot mic moment with a former vice president named Joe Biden when he was referring to
healthcare?
The signing of the Affordable Care Act. Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, maybe it's contagious with his current vice president.
But Karine Jean-Pierre, she's just passionate about, White House on line two, John. They want you to be the new White House spokesperson. They're going to hire you there, so.
Yeah, that's not happening. But thanks for the offer. I appreciate it. Very kind of you. No thanks.
Well, I'll talk you into it if I'm elected president of the United States. We'll have you handle that for me. That'd be really
okay.
Good.
Well, spokesman for Stevie. That's a different story entirely.
Different
then I
deal.
Rethink everything.
Yeah, you get days off, Benny's. I'll take care of you. All right. Explain the Nikki Haley phenomena. What's up?
I don't know. I mean, what I don't know specifically, but what we've seen in a number of Republican presidential campaign contests, not just one, but a number, including most recently this past Tuesday in Maryland, Nikki Haley, no longer a candidate. She's withdrawn her candidacy. She's quit the race, but she's still on the ballot, and she gets 20% of the vote against Donald Trump. That's Maryland. Last week in Indiana, she got 22% of the vote, and just a few weeks prior to that, in Michigan, she got 27% of the vote. So clearly these are warning signs for the Trump campaign in terms of unifying their base. They still have some work to do, a lot of time to do it, less than 6 months to go. But when you see 20% of the vote, the Republican vote, not going to the presumptive nominee, something's not right. And, you know, to me, I would respond to that if I was in the Trump campaign to figure out how do we win these votes back and make certain that they're in our camp when the November election comes around.
We'll just make her vice president.
Well, that's one way to do it, but Donald Trump has already ruled that out. Last weekend, he said, I'm not going to consider Nikki Haley as my running mate. What you said, Stevie, makes so much sense. It makes sense all the way around. I think that's a winning combination, but Donald Trump, for whatever reason, at this point, at least what he says publicly, says no way. And you have all these other Republicans who are going up to New York to show their support for him, to sit in that courtroom with Donald Trump, two of whom would love to be Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance and Doug Burgum, he's the current governor from North Dakota. They would love to be chosen as the number two spot on Donald Trump's ticket. I don't think they will be, but yeah, Nikki Haley makes a lot of sense.
I remember a very contentious relationship between Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush too. So I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just they're too divided and too much has been said. I don't know, but Nikki Haley would be a formidable woman. What, American Indian descent, isn't she?
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, I understand. Otherwise, I'm all in on the Ben Carson camp. I think to me, I don't know who doesn't like Ben Carson. He's just great, great man, very accomplished, and I like him. I trust him. So I don't know if that matters. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
No, well, look, if you trust him, that's all that matters. Hey, I'm looking at my schedule right now. Look at this. Look at this, Stevie. July 19th, 20th, and 21st. Who are the Washington Nationals playing? I ask you.
I hope it's the Cincinnati Reds, man.
It's the Cincinnati Reds, man.
I hope Jacob Herdebees is still on that team,
right.
And he could very well be, and maybe he's not on after tomorrow. I don't know. This, I said to Diane, there's no job security here. There's nothing, and it'd be so fun because I'm watching. They're going to Chicago, Wrigley Field.
Reds and Cubs series starts May 31st, June 1st, June 2nd.
I just was hopeful when I got all the tickets for the weekend series for Cincinnati and the Cardinals. I've got tickets for that coming up. So anyway, we'll see, but it's beyond comprehension to figure out exactly what has just happened for Jacob and Grace. It's been so fun. Anyway, you went to Las Vegas and you saw these guys, man,
the Rolling Stones. How was it?
It was a great concert. That was a fun weekend, Stevie. Great weather. Mick, just as good as ever. Mm. He turns 81 in July. He's a freak of nature. Unbelievable what he is able to do, how he performs, how in shape he is, how his voice is so good. He's just really, to me, greatest rock and roller of all time.
President Joe Biden really needs some Mick Jagger tips for these debates coming up. How do you do it?
There
well,
you go.
First of all, you weigh 110. That's what probably Mick probably weighs
through.
120.
Right.
Anyway, so were your seats unbelievable?
Yeah, they're real good. I forget. I guess I didn't send you any video. I'll send you video when we get off. But yeah, they were great. It was a great concert all the way around. I loved the set list. Mick looked great. Keith Richards was awesome. Ronnie Wood. Everybody. It lived up to expectations. Everyone seemed pretty happy after the concert concluded.
But music was probably too darn loud.
Hey, what'd you say, too loud?
Yeah, probably too darn loud, wasn't it?
No, it was perfect.
Sorry,
good,
what'd you say? Can't hear you.
The music's
too loud. I can't hear you. The music's too darn. Kids, turn the music down. It's just too darn loud.
Well, get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn, man. Dark socks and shorts I'm going to mow later. Come on, man. Listen, keep up your great reporting. John Decker, should be the moderator of all debates from further notice till further notice.
That's kind of you, Steve.
I mean,
we'll see.
No,
we'll see.
I mean, I would get you'd give Trump all he wants. You give Biden, it'd be what I need. I need to see the real journalism out there, and it's going to be partisan, but whatever. All right, John, you're the best. Great Television's White House correspondent, John Decker. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie. Always appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Congratulations, boy around. Go Red. We'll talk to you for sure.
Thank you so much. Jumpin' Jack Flash, jumpin' Mick Jagger.
You're right about 150 and 5'10". Just did a quick Google search.
I think they've bolstered that. He doesn't weigh 150, does he? He's thin as a rail. He's not very tall. I'd like to see that on a scale. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday, Nathaniel's son is coming up now in just a moment. Let's check your weather. ESPN 93.5 brought to you this morning by Watts Copy Systems. Greg from Watts came over and did our little inspection, little checkup, and it was awesome. Everything is good with our copy system. You can get a free evaluation. Call Watts Copy System, 217-352-0428. Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise.
Well, we'll get everyone. Let's check weather. A few cents on a champagne event in the vicinity. Next weather system gathering some sense of organization back to the west, but it'll move on through in less than complete coverage over the next couple of days. So, again, many dry hours, and certainly some folks will get missed out with ideas of outdoor work and back 40 work and field work and planting in mind. Mid to late afternoon, the next best chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms for the day today. Increasing clouds, east-southeasterly winds. Turn southerly, it'll stay light. 76 the high, down to 60 tonight. Maybe a couple of showers around this evening, and again after midnight tonight. For the day tomorrow, variable cloudy skies. A couple more scattered showers and thunderstorms early to mid-morning. Back in for the afternoon, highs up to 75. Rain coverages for tomorrow afternoon as well at around 50%. Could be a sprinkle Saturday afternoon, but we're dry for about 99% of the weekend. 79 to 80 on Saturday, lower 80s on Sunday, low to mid-80s early next week. And again, handful of a chance of a shower and thunderstorm late Monday into Tuesday with more dry weather the second half of next week. Steve J. Broadcasting, Abby Dolchus, Greg Soul. Yeah.
Well, also on Thursdays, we call my son Nathaniel up in Chicago. It's called Did You Know? Nathaniel, how are you?
I'm good, Dad. How are you doing?
Well, we got in kind of late last night. I'm a little loosey-goosey on the radio this morning.
But it's all good.
It's all good. It's all good, yeah.
All right.
Had a lot of snacks to drive home from Indianapolis, but what a whirlwind it was. Mm.
Yep. Put chopsticks in your eyes or those little toothpicks.
Yeah. I'm not sure what day it is, but it's sure exciting. Yeah.
Well, right. And so this morning, we're actually going to talk a little bit more about that and the excitement that is, you know, my brother-in-law, your son-in-law, Jacob, making his Major League debut on Tuesday. Now, personally, I've always wondered, though, why does baseball have so many minor league levels of all sports? And part of the reason for this actually goes back to when baseball was first growing in popularity in the United States during the Reconstruction era of the Civil War. And as early as 1871, the first known league named the National Association of Baseball Players was formed. Hmm. Teams were assembled and seasons were played, and in its infancy, though, it proved difficult, primarily due to the lack of standards across the leagues. Some teams would pay players more, and others were actually in such bad financial shape that they would literally have to close mid-season. But nonetheless, the system grew over the next 50 years, and by 1920, the eight major league teams would actually have to purchase players from minor league teams in order to get them on their roster. Well, a gentleman by the name of Branch Rickey, who was the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, envisioned a better way of doing things. And instead of purchasing players, he decided he wanted to try purchasing minor league teams. And this gave them an advantage because they could have players under their own contract, on their payroll, and they could grow them in ways that the team wanted to see. And over the course of the next 20 years, all of the major league teams started buying up minor league teams and thus created what is known as the modern-day farm system in Major League Baseball. And we know Jacob lived this farm system and is now reaping the benefits from years of dedication.
You know, there were 220 minor league baseball teams.
Wow.
220, and they all have rosters of whatever, 30, 25 guys, and all of them have a dream to get to the to the show. And, you know, last year when Jacob was at last year he had 10 triples. And in all the minor leagues, of all 220 teams, nobody had 10 that I could find. Nobody in the majors had 10. So it's just amazing at every level how he somehow has gotten better. Will he get better in the show? Will he get better at the top level to good enough to be able to stay? Because now it's kind of a, will this man help us win? Can he really, really contribute to the Cincinnati Reds? And I guess time will tell. But right now, it's pretty exciting. And there's all kinds of publicity on Jacob Herdebee. So it's pretty exciting this morning. Yeah, that's interesting. And the Red Legs, the Cincinnati Red Legs, were the first Major League Baseball team. 1868.
Yep. Wow.
Really, really.
Yeah, and I think there were only, by 1920, there were only eight. And I think it was primarily Midwest and East Coast.
Incredible. Well, long history, and lots has changed,
yep,
including the Ritz-Carlton, where they're staying in Los Angeles, man. It's quite the deal. And they treat them, obviously, very well. But they also don't want their players super tired from traveling through airports and all that other stuff. They get them there with charters. They feed them well. And they take care of them with medical and everything else that they might need. But, no, it's something else to kind of be able to dig in and get behind the scenes a little bit with a Major League Baseball team. That's what we got to do in the last 2 days. Anyway, great, Nathaniel, son. Wonderful. We appreciate that background. Very timely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that information, and keep up your good work up there, buddy.
Yeah. No, we'll keep watching Jacob.
Yeah. We've got the Dodgers tonight, so if I don't get like a four-hour nap, I won't be able to stay up that late. And he's not in the lineup tonight.
You can make it through games, though, in 45 minutes.
That's true, although I'll probably watch these live because this is it's unbelievable. But he's not scheduled to play tonight, but he wasn't scheduled yesterday, and something happened, and so he got in there.
Yeah.
So. Okay, Nathaniel, son. Well done, sir.
All right. Thanks.
Thank
guys.
You.
Take care.
Talk soon. I send Nathaniel in Chicago. All right. Coming up on 7:58, our Stever offers $500 to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. If you need an appliance and you know when you need one, you're never going to find $500 off Dick Van Dyke Appliance
World. Well, how many months or even maybe over a year that we hobbled through our dishwashers where we had to rewash everything that was going through the dishwasher.
Yeah, there was that. Anyway, I love
the residue on the plate.
It's unbelievable how clean. With my new dishwasher from Dick Van Dyke, and they came and installed it and did a great job.
Yep.
So if you want $500 off, you do have to spend a minimum of $1,000.
Okay.
And that's easy to do if you've not looked at appliances lately. So I've got that offer. You can text in Dick Van Dyke or DVD to 217-359-2255 if you have interest in being considered for this. I'm going to do I do this two times today.
Okay.
So two people will get $500 bill to go over to Dick Van Dyke on a purchase. You can go to GoStever.com. It's up there. And if you are interested in need, you will never find $500 off at Dick Van Dyke ever again. It's through the Stever program here at ESPN 93.5. So I've got it for you if you want that. All right, we're going to break for the news and be right back. Another exciting hour of programming. We got Tim helping us with chicken on the grill next hour.
Okay.
That's our pit master. Don't go away.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.